From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
How, I mean, you can see the Reserve Bank problems, can't you? Everyone's going cut, 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 and then they get job numbers like that.
This is across in Australia, yeah, their labour market in the spotlight yesterday. I think this is relevant to New Zealand, and I'll come back to that. One of our key data points coming up here is our labour market data, which is due out on November the 6th. So just over 2 weeks away, isn't it? That's a quarterly data series. I think that will have an important bearing on the RBNZ's thinking ahead of the next cash rate review, MPS, on the 27th of November. Now, our friends across the Tasman get monthly labour market data, and, gee, that labour market is posting some pretty robust numbers, Mike. Employment in September in Australia grew by just over 64,000 people, and that follows a gain of about 43,000 people in August. Their unemployment rate staying sort of rock steady at 4.1%. Now, both of those outcomes, the rate and the number of people employed, were much stronger than expected. I think expectations for the number of people, the employment change was 25,000. It came at 64. The unemployment rate was expected to lift to 4.2%, stayed at 4.1. Labour force participation hit a record high, 67.2. Those gains in jobs were mostly full-time jobs as well, so that's a better mix. So a robust labour market over there tends to argue that there isn't any urgent need for interest rate relief. In stark contrast to these strident calls here, we have to get our OCR lower. We're at 4.75, so we're sort of saying, should it go to 4.25, 4? Aussies are at 4.35, and of course, they never reached the highs that we did. But I think about the impact on the migration figures here, Mike, because, yeah, if you get that perception of a stronger employment market in Australia, if that stays prevalent, you know, just going to keep the pressure on the flow of people over there, isn't it? I don't know. You know, maybe I'm being too pessimistic there. But, you know, you're seeing this permanent long-term migration trend changing. You know, we've got more same number of people leaving, fewer people coming in. I just don't think this sort of scenario helps.
Yeah, it's a bad vibe. Couldn't agree more. America, yeah. Morgan Stanley, banking looks good. Airlines look good, or some airlines look good.
Yeah, so this is the earnings season. I'll just do a very sort of quick recap of it. Their earnings season is always important. It's a key input into share market direction. So a little tutorial for this morning. I've said it many times, Mike. Share markets tend to follow where earnings go. If earnings are strong, it tends to be supportive of share markets. US share markets are at all-time highs, so you need that optimism to be supported by facts, you know, real stuff, which is earnings. Yeah, quick skip through. Morgan Stanley, big bank, beat estimates, their share price up. No, it's not up. It's surging. It's going up very strongly. United Airlines, very positive reaction there to their profit result. Improved outlooks, the key issue there. In August, that share price was below 40 bucks. It's now just under 74, 40 to 74. We've got Netflix tonight. We're waiting for that. Going the other way, luxury goods business, LMVH. It's been smacked lower. A big drop in sales of luxury goods in China, slump in demand there. Poor old Bernard Arnault, he was the world's wealthiest person, Mike. His net worth has taken a prodigious hit. He's down $37 billion, which is, you can't even get your head around those numbers, can you? Key one here in the chip industry, ASML, they make chips, semiconductors. Very negative share price reaction after their results announcement. Starts people thinking about NVIDIA, which has been a key reason why US share markets have gone higher. But then Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, TSMC, they posted strong quarterly results. So we now have to see which one of those is going to sort of preface the NVIDIA result. Now, we've had big data drop overnight in the US. Mike, retail sales, I think you mentioned this.
Yep, good.
Strong retail sales print. If I look at X auto and gas, they thought that would come in at 0.3 for the month, came in at 0.7. So strong retail sales. Their jobless claims were lower than expected. Remember, we had that, you know, the strong non-farm payroll sprint, jobless claims strong. This is all supportive of the soft landing scenario. US interest rates have taken a bit of a push, but we keep seeing that maybe the soft landing is where they end up.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's real. What are the numbers?
Well, ECB, just quickly overnight, cut the interest rates over there, the ECB, to 3.25%, inflation under control. Right, the Dow Jones is up 194 points, so it just keeps pushing higher, 43,275, just under 0.5% gain there. The S&P 500 up 0.4%, 5865, and the NASDAQ, as I look at it, is up over 0.5%, it's up 103 points. 18,470. FTSE 100 gained 0.2% overnight, closing at 8,385. The Nikkei up 0.69%, 38,911. Shanghai Composite still volatile over there, lost just over 1%, 3,169. The Aussies, they liked that labour market result. They were up 0.86% yesterday, 8,355, the close in the ASX 200. And NZX 50 regained some ground. It was up just over 1%. Closing at 12,768. Kiwi dollar against the US, virtually unchanged from yesterday, 0.6061, 0.9046 against the Aussie, 0.5598 euro, 0.4658 against the pound, 91.05 Japanese yen. Gold continues to just nudge up, $2,691, and Brent crude, $74.01.
And you have a most excellent weekend, Andrew Keller here, JMIWealth.co.nz.